Patient's name is Ron Carroll, first name R-O-N, last name C-A-R-R-O-L-L, date of birth is 2-2-2000, date of service is 6-23-2022. History of present illness is 22-year-old male, presents to the clinic accompanied by his employer. Patient states that he smashed his right third digit in between pipes approximately 45 minutes prior to arrival. Patients did lose his fingernail and also has a laceration on the inside of his finger due to the pressure. Bleeding was controlled, and he did wrap the wound with Curlex prior to arrival. His company did bring him here to see if he did need sutures or to have that wound closed. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 147 over 76, heart rate 83, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.8, O2 97, anyways, 328.6 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, obese, HEE, NT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1-S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash. He does have approximately 2 centimeter laceration to his right third digit distally. Bleeding is controlled. Assessment and plan number 1. He does have non-displaced open fracture of the distal right third digit. Again, that is open. Two-view x-ray was done that does show fracture in two different places of that third digit, again, non-displaced. We did call Dr. Buschek to see if he was interested in consulting for this patient for possible surgical services, which he did agree to. I did discuss this with the patient and his employer in depth, which they initially did agree to. However, the employer stated that they live 2 hours away in Bryan College Station and they would be unable to stay the night at a hospital. And so they wanted to leave to check into a hospital in Bryan College Station once they got there. We did burn his radiological studies to a disc and give them to him so he can get to the hospital. And we did redress his wound for him. We did speak in depth with the patient about risk of not seeking services for his wound care, which included loss of finger, limb, all the way up to, or not excluding, death. I encourage patient not to have any food or drink until he does check into the hospital and consult with a surgeon, which he does agree to this plan. And patient and his employer were given an opportunity to ask questions, and they have none at this time.